Blog Talk Radio.
Got questions? Need answers? Want help? Could use a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me LaVice, hosted by Lacey Facey, and co-hosted by the king of comedy, Dakota, and special guested by Lacey's brother, Ryan. See, I still got good intro.
Yeah. Ryan's like, yay!
He's part of the intro this week. He's part of the team now.
Yay!
You know what? He is no longer Lacey's brother, Ryan. He is just now Ryan.
The Red Hawk Angel.
Me.
Yes. All right, guys. Have we came up with a name for the nerd show yet?
We have not. You and Ryan have been throwing names around back and forth.
I kind of like Dweebs R Us. Like, eh?
I know. Dweebs. I hear your fans, sir.
My fan's not on. You always say that, but it's not me. That's not me.
Well, I don't... I don't know. How common the storm does not come up. But me and him have not mentioned anything, so.
No, it's not me.
But, I mean, nothing's changed here either. That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, like, I mean, like, this legitly, like, there's no fan or nothing
really,
on.
So this is totally blog talk. Anyway, because we literally were talking for 5 minutes before the show and none of this happened. But.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, when we talk before the shows, everything sounds good. And every time we start the show,
yep.
We always say, oh, your fan's on or this is on. And, like, I literally got a – I bought a brand new fan, got rid of the little desk fan. I got one of those big fans now, and I have it turned off. I mean, the AC's on, but I don't think you can be picking that up.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on to tonight's show. Sorry, but the fan of that's not there. That's a random fan.
Blog Talk is like, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, guys. And like we said before, we are looking into moving platforms. Shane has been doing a podcast on another platform, and actually came across a pretty good one, if it's legit, and I think about we might be moving to it sooner than later. So
yeah,
before the summer's up, guys, be listening to us on another platform, hopefully. And honestly, I don't know if we're going to keep Blog Talk at all. I do want to keep it because of our fans, but like, I kind of want to take our fans with us because Blog Talk sucks ass.
Come with us. Anyway. Oh,
that's right. I said sucks ass live on air. I also said it's a bomb ass place to work live on a thing the other day on somebody's live posting.
He did, you guys, and he was like the whole time he's like, oh, don't say old shit, don't say old.
Oh,
shit.
It was awesome. Here, I want to set the backstory on this one. I was at a job fair, not looking for a job.
Yeah.
I was at a booth, like trying to get people to look for a job, and before everybody got in, the people that were running it were doing like one of those live streamy whatever things. I don't know, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, right? And we didn't know they were going to go table to table and like put you on a spot shit. Well, they're literally like a table away from us, and we're like, oh shit. So I said, I'll say something, and it's going good, but like, I don't know what to say, because I was like on the spot. And out of nowhere, like, I'm talking, and I'm like, yeah, and it's also a cool-ass place to work. And I caught myself, and I was like, oh, shit. Don't say shit, Dakota. Don't say shit. But, hey, it was good. Like, I still have my job. I haven't been fired. And
yeah.
The main man today liked my cooking and, you know, wants to add it to the menu now, so that's awesome.
That's cool, babe.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Oh, by the way, guys, everybody loves Alfredo.
Yeah. Ryan only says it's debatable because he hasn't tried it yet.
I got you, bro. Come by tomorrow. I got you. I made some homemade. Oh, my God. I sautéed the shrimp all nice and perfect with some whiskey seasoning on it and some butter and a little garlic and onion powder. Oh, yeah, you got to talk like this when you say it. And then we made some homemade Alfredo sauce.
Start talking
you
like
know, with some Parmesan cheese and butter and milk and some flour and some pepper and a few other seasonings. And, oh, my God, it was the best.
Anyway. So the topic of our show tonight. We've had a lot of guys.
Oh, we have a show? We're doing a show? Oh, my God. When?
A lot of guys have kind of wrote in asking kind of the same question. They were, the main question was like, is nice guys the problem or is it the girl's problem? Which I talked to Ron about quite a bit too, because he has some trouble sometimes because he feels like he's the nice guy, which he is, and he kind of gets, you know, hung dry and burnt, yeah. And so we were talking about it too, and that real advice here is that, and the, I guess the woman you're asking is that hard. It's not you. It's a problem, but it is yours the most of the time. Because you are the nice guy, you're great, and they don't think they deserve somebody like you. Yeah. And I know it's hard because you want to change or like change the outcome. It's not going to change the outcome. All it's going to do is enable that change for her if you want somebody who isn't good for her. Best thing for you is not to change your personality or to go somewhere else to somebody that's more deserving for your opinion. And your time. Okay, Ryan.
So you said that
I didn't have to turn it off that yet. What do you mean, like, what is it more complicated than that?
Okay.
I'm not hearing him, guys.
You need to get closer. You can't hear. Can you hear him now?
You both are kind of going in and out on my end.
Oh, dear.
Can you hear it now?
No, okay, I heard that. Hey, I heard that. Oh, dear. Yay. Maybe I'm just going deaf and my hearing's going in and out. I don't know.
Okay. Then you get out there and you find this nice girl, nice everything, and you start dating maybe once or twice, a couple of times, maybe even third base. And then you start to notice that no matter how nice you are, it doesn't matter.
Well, okay, so you are describing a more advanced thing. You're dating this person. We're talking.
No. It doesn't have to be like a relationship. It can just be casual as well.
Still, you're actually casual. You've went on a few dates with them. Most of these people are saying they're trying to get the attention of this person. Like, they haven't even got first.
And they're too nice.
And they're, you know.
Well.
That's why I say at that point in time, like, you haven't even got their attention, so.
But then it's a question of, am I coming off as, like, a goody-two-shoe?
You're talking, okay, so from your point of view. Okay.
Yeah,
so
like, what kind of nice are we talking about, though? Because there's a few different types of nice. There's, like, a sweetheart nice. There's, like, what he's saying, like, a goody-two-shoes nice. Like, what do we?
Understood it.
Like,
we're starting with it. You find that girl, maybe you haven't started dating her yet, but you're trying to, you pull out all the stops, right? You take her to dinner, you you talk up a big game about how good of a man you are, because that's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, obviously not everybody's looking for a long-term relationship, but most guys that are having this problem with women rejection and stuff usually are looking for a long-term relationship.
Correct.
So you go in, you lay it down on the table, I want to be your man, I want to provide for you, I want us to be partners together or whatever, and they start out nice, and then it seems like the more nice you are, the more things you try to do for them, the more that you let them know you're there and you're open, they pull back.
Okay. So going off that, okay, a woman's perspective, Dakota can give a man's, I guess, if he's there, if he can hear us, because he got quiet.
I heard most of that.
Okay. So, again, this coming, dating them, okay?
Right, yeah.
Okay, at this point, because you said you're going on dates, stuff like that. And if it just keeps getting worse for them, again, it's nothing to do with you as much as it is because you're putting out everything that you can at this point. It's not your fault that he doesn't think or doesn't react or...
What could be a reason, though, that a woman might defend that pulling back, though? From kind of play the devil's advocate.
Okay. So, okay. Most of the time, mentally, okay, for a woman, when they start to pull out for something like that, especially somebody showing them attention and true and affectionate, it's nice. You know, it's nice.
Right.
They're waiting for the other foot to fall. They have been in so many bad relationships. Most of the time, they're waiting for the other foot to fall. So they don't think you're real.
So they're like on constant, I guess they've got their guard up.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, it's not your fault. It's just that actually they're not ready for what you're wanting. And as much as that sucks,
nice guy is kind of like a real nice guy is kind of like a unicorn. You know what I mean? You hardly ever see one. And chicks know that, and like what you're saying, they've been hurt so many times.
Yeah.
Like, it's just hard for them to believe, like, all right, this is legit. I mean, I'm kind of in this situation right now with the girl I'm seeing. Here's the situation with her. She's been married, and then after that, you know, after she got divorced, she got with somebody else, and they had a bad relationship. And she has her guard up with me, like, hardcore, you know? And she's always telling me, like, oh, you're so nice, da-da-da, and it's like, you could just tell, like, her other relationships are shitty. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, I agree with that. Like, their guards are always up, and...
That guard mechanism can be even extreme, though, because you can, like,
and
I've seen relationships with guys from, like, as a third party now, not doing the personal situation, but, like, as a... like a friend of a couple. I've had couples before that just, of course, you also have to, like, suspend your judgment because you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But from all outward appearance, they would seem to be like, oh, God, who's a famous couple that everybody likes? I don't know.
They all fall out of fame because usually they hit rock
bottom. What's Lucy's husband's name? And I love Lucy.
Oh, they had the worst relationship.
Well, I mean, on the show.
Okay.
See, everything seems perfect. They seem like they're so in love. And then all of a sudden, you know, the guy's saying how he wants things for her and everything, and he wants to be the provider and stuff. And then the woman bails, and a couple of weeks later, not against any women personally, but, you know, I've known a couple that go down, like, the dark path.
Well,
and when
I've seen the
shady side of town. I wonder, as a nice man, like, what is too nice enough to the point where it makes a woman consider, I want to abandon any, like, chance of this and just live in sin?
Okay.
I could, all right, well, go ahead. I think I have an answer to this, too.
Okay. So you're asking, just to confirm before response, that what makes a woman, after you've been so nice, drive them to go so far the other way?
You just see, like, a common, like, thing in some relationships where, like,
Sometimes the guy can be so nice, it can be smothering, if that makes sense.
Right.
Not just
well,
like
so,
it,
yes. it, it. Sometimes it could be smothering, but most of the time, what happens is that the nice person gets frustrated and fed up with it because it's nothing that they've done wrong, and they've always been they're being shut out continuously over and over and over again. A lot of times they snap back in that type of behavior that you think that they want you to be.
But where's the line in the sand?
The line in the sand is on
is
how
I mean
on
that.
How much. The line in the sand is on how much you want that relationship to work.
No, no. What I mean is like, how does a man know that I've suddenly entered smothering zone?
Definite signs for smothering.
That's a good question.
That's when they start.
The guy, honestly, like the one doing the smothering probably will never really know he's doing the smothering unless he's told, like, hey, bro, you need to knock it down a notch.
That's what I say, because it's
I would
kind
say
of
that, but there is signs that y'all can tell that you were smothering, and this is how you do, okay? And
yeah, but most of the time, though, the person's going to be so so oblivious to the fact that they're doing it, though.
Right.
That they're not going to pick up any signs.
Exactly. That's why I'm telling you signs now, so that you can see them, okay? So, because most of the time you're in it and you don't take a step back and look, okay? You're wanting to know what some of the symptoms are, and some of the symptoms are, one, they stop calling you as often or stop answering you every time you call, okay? Two, when you say you want to do something and you're like really planning and they can't give you a definite answer and they keep putting you off.
Right.
Don't push and say, I need an answer or anything else. You need to let them have some air. Three, if they decide that they want a few days apart from you, like you want to plan something and they won't make a plan with you and you just keep asking what the plan's going to be, when it's going to be, or, you know, you need to let her have a few days break. And then she'll be the one that reaches back out. Okay?
Yeah. Makes sense.
So those are the most simple ones. And then there's other ones. It depends on the woman that you're dating. So if you're dating somebody who doesn't want you to know that there's a problem or that they're having a problem, you will never know until she explodes.
No pressure, guys.
No pressure, guys. But it also goes vice versa as well for women.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can tell you from my point of view, I'm a nice girl, okay? I'm very independent. I work. I pay all my bills. I've had no other relationships where it's led into me having children out of wedlock or having other children. I'm like everything's there, but I still scare men away all the time. You know?
Now, could that be maybe they're afraid of your dominance or something then? Because like you said, you're like this strong, independent woman. Could that be like maybe some guys are just scared of that?
I don't know. It could be. I mean, but...
maybe they're thinking like, oh, man, she's going to be more dominant than me. Or something, you get what I'm saying? Like some guys are weird like that. Like, you know, like they have to be the alpha, whatever it's called.
You know, except for, you know, usually somebody that's that, especially a woman, coming from a woman's point of view, because they are so independent, they're actually the ones that give you more control because that's the only part of their life that, you know.
Right.
They're wanting someone. You know, they're wanting that. So no.
Right. The guys are, you got to think, though, guys are dumb. So you got to, like, sometimes, like, point that out to them.
Right. So, I mean, like, just note to men out there, you know, if you got a
but
really
relationships are like that in the first place.
Yeah.
It's not just
communication is key, people. So,
yeah, there you go. That's
that
the best way to put it.
It sounds
super cliche,
does. But like if the male like for example, we'll use Ryan or you because you said about your relationship. If you feel like there's something wrong or you feel like you want to know if you are, the best thing to do is just ask and be like, Am I being too much right now?
Without getting into too much detail, a couple of weeks ago, remember, I was having some issues, and I sort of had to ask, like, hey, what's going on with this?
I'm like, so the best thing is communication on it. But if you're going into trying to date somebody, and you haven't even went on a date with them yet, and they're not giving you any attention, and they're just keep telling you no, 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 and you're like, I'm a nice guy, but they're not even giving me a chance. That's where I'm saying.
That, I mean, that's a red flag.
You know, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
Don't change.
No, okay. Now that I get.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Don't change,
I get what you're saying with that.
Right.
Yeah. But if you're already in something like that, communication's the best thing. Asking them what their, you know, what their comfort level is, if you've overstepped any boundaries, or, you know, just talking about it, which sucks because I know it's hard for guys to actually have conversations like that.
And women.
It is for some women, but it is harder for males because our society says that men aren't supposed to have emotions. You know, men are supposed to be the strong ones.
Well, the unfortunate thing about society these days, though, is that we're not allowed to have one opinion offending someone in the first place.
Right.
So, yeah, it's bad for all parties.
Yeah.
But, you know, even therapy, yeah. You know. But if it gets to the point where y'all really want the relationship to work, but there just seems to be like this.
Especially if you're invested, especially if you're invested and you're married or you're about to get married, you know.
From like the situation I was describing, like a man that's like, he's not dating for the wham bam. He's dating for the
long term.
The long term. So in the long run, he wants to make this work. He wants to know why he's messing up because he's putting on, hopefully, what would be 100% truthful emotions.
And I'm going to say something that's probably not a popular view, okay? But being on the other side of something, looking into it, okay?
Flip the coin.
Okay. You got to look at how invested the partner is in the relationship as well, not just how you're invested.
Oh, of course. It's
you might be 100% invested in it and that other person only be invested.
Well, then
so
you wouldn't be 100%, would you?
Well, that's a mythical thing, too, because the relationship's not 50-50. The relationship's 100-100.
Exactly.
Okay?
So it's really a 200%.
So it's 200% when you want a healthy relationship. So if you're giving 100% and they're giving you 30%.
You're only 130%.
You're only 130%, and you're carrying that over half the relationship.
Plus you're 70% that's not there.
Right. And you can't do that. I mean, you can't make, sadly, and I will say this, you know, you can't make someone love you. You can't make someone see how great you are. You can't make somebody recognize that you might be that person for them. They have to be the one that accepts that. And if they don't, then they're not the right person for you.
And I know we've kind of drifted, but the original prompt, or the original advice was,
not really,
if you're a nice man, which we can even expand that, if you're a nice person,
yeah,
and you're too nice, these are just some kind of ponderies.
And you're asking if you're a problem. No, you're not a problem. That's
right.
Your personality. Like, nothing about your personality is the problem. It just might not be that fit for that relationship.
I would necessarily say that it's not even actually defined as a problem from both. It's more of a process, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Because both sides, you know, you don't want to be labeled as the reason why you fail.
Well, yeah, and then when you look at that, like with relationships or whatever, they're like, oh, that was a failed relationship, or you know, it's no one's fault that it failed. It's just that it didn't work out, you know, in most settings, you know.
Like I said, these are mostly situational because when you're dealing with relationships, you've also got to throw in infidelity and adultery.
But these are the reasons you date. This is one of the problems I think in our society right now is that people have forgotten how to date.
Oh yeah,
you don't go out and date somebody and automatically move in with each other within like a few.
Yeah, that shit kind of throws me off, man. Like I don't get people that do that.
I just don't understand, like, because.
Like,
well,
I've known people
that would
be like, yo, I met this person like a week ago, and they're already like living together, planning on kids, and you're just like, what?
That also could be security. I know a lot, and I'm not saying it's just women. There's actually men, too, that when they get into a relationship really quick, they kind of just go guns blazing, full battallion, like move in.
Well, see, my sister's like that. That's how my sister is. Like, she, it's like she has to have a relationship. It's like she can't be alone or something.
They don't want to be alone, honestly.
Right.
They don't know how to live by themselves, or they don't know things. And that's even worse considering our main topic. If you've got somebody and you're too nice and it's not being reciprocated, but you're already living together or newly married, this is something that should be, like, ironed out and stuff before you consider living with somebody the rest of your life.
Yes, and I will say a lot of the issues, and this could go for the nice guys so that they can hold it out there too. If you have a woman that you're going after and all of a sudden you start casually dating and you move them in with you and then these problems start happening, but it's only like date three or four, okay? You should wait to move in with somebody.
Like, chillax, bro.
Like, don't. It's not that you are too nice in the sense that you didn't stand up for yourself and say, I'm not ready to move in with you. It's not being too nice. That's your self-esteem.
Right.
You know?
Don't
that's
lose
not
all
your
dignity.
That's not your personality that we're saying that you need to work on. That is your self-esteem that we're telling you to work on. Because you deserve to be happy, and you deserve it for it to come out well, and you deserve your own boundary. So if you aren't ready to move in with somebody, don't do that.
And
know?
I mean, I understand, like, you know, if you're in a drought, maybe you haven't got any hits on the Tindy box or the face page or any of that stuff in a while, and you suddenly get a like, and it's like, okay, this one's not getting away. You know, like, I understand, but it's just like the world's so full of people, and it's like, I know that it sucks, but just, you know, take a bead, really examine. Why do you laugh?
The words that you...
I'm very happy with my vocabulary.
Use big words, bro. No, I'm
kidding. Sound distant. Okay, I'm sorry. But
anyway, I'm on that.
You know, the world's a big place. And it needs roasting like hell. But you know, in your relationships, try not to roast so hard and evaluate what you're doing.
Yeah, because when you go to, it's all fun and games, talking about things, but when you're roasting your whole life, and you have nothing positive to talk about, that really just kind of
gets toxic.
Yeah, it's very toxic.
You ever just, I mean, not to get off topic, but, you know.
Yeah.
Cause, you know,
we
like
live
this,
off
like,
topic
like,
on this show.
If you're the nice guy or the nice girl and this just keeps happening over and over again and you don't have advice or some kind of compass to kind of help you through the toxic waste, you're just going to sit there and get a disease.
Oh, alcoholic disease.
Or get addicted to masturbating. I mean, bad things can happen.
Now, I will say, you know, as a social worker, and I work in home health now, and I go in, there's been a few patients.
How many masturbation diseases do you have on your route?
So many. Like, it's more common than you believe.
I believe it because I hear some CNAs, like, they say they go in some of the rooms where I work at and some shit happens. Or they'd be walking in on some shit.
You work at a nursing home. And a nursing home, it's got your older population in it. When you get dementia and stuff like that, way off topic, but when you have dementia and stuff, you go back, revert yourself back to, like, when you're, like, 13 years old.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, when they're 13 years old, who are they beating off in front of?
Now,
I'm 13. I'm locking myself in the bathroom doing it or some shit. These motherfuckers, if that's the case, who are they beating off in front of when they were 13?
Well, to be fair and kind of humorous, but also being not hurtful, these people also alive sometimes.
Yeah.
So, like, they get the urge, you know, swag the weasel. They don't even know that they're in a room full of, like, their grandchildren.
Yeah.
So, like.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
It is the best example. Oh, God.
So you're telling me that I got to look forward when I get older is I can just beat off any time, anywhere, any place.
Especially if you're guy and you keep getting turned away by women, you might as well just put that into your retirement plan.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a woman out there.
Oh, I love that phrase.
Oh, there's a woman out there. I'm not allowed to tell you that, but you tell me there's a man.
It's advice. You take it how you want it.
We're going to do a dating episode, guys. We're going to do a dating episode. I'm going to bring some dudes and chicks on. I'm getting all you guys dates.
Okay, with that.
But, you know.
It's going to be like the dating game. You guys have to ask three questions.
Yeah.
And...
That's probably
but, I mean,
a single ladies.
Let us just pamper on out. He is the red hot.
That is a red hot ginger.
What kind of girls are you looking for, bro? I got you. I'll set you up. What you looking for?
Skin, hair.
Uh-huh.
They speak, breathe oxygen.
Okay. Does it matter if they speak English?
Oh, they don't even have to speak English at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, they just have to speak. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So no mutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put that in my paperwork here. No mutes.
I don't discriminate, especially with disabilities. So
yeah.
I got loving for everybody, honestly. Yeah. I don't swing that way. But all women, shapes, sizes. Yeah. I'm here.
Pretty much, he's just looking for a chick. So if you are a female breathing, hit us up. We'll hook you up with our newest member of the Roast in the World family.
And please, for the love of God, he is wanting somebody that is an adult, because he is an adult.
And I'm looking for a lady.
Yeah. Somebody over 18, yes.
I'm looking for a wife, please. None of that fancy-free. Yeah.
Okay, here's what we're looking for, guys. We are looking for a good girl. We're looking for a good girl, but a freak in the sheets. So if that's you, hit us up.
Well,
I got you, bro. You want a good girl in public, but you want one of those ones that are, like, using that tongue and shit. And shit. I got you, brother.
I don't listen to Kathy, but, but yes, I'm going to have to hit the old dusty trail. I got to go to work, but... That's
oh, man, he has to hit that 9 to 5.
You can't.
For like 9 to 6, but, a.m. But,
oh, damn.
I have to buy the Decatur County drunks, crackheads, and people that just can't cigarettes, alcohol, and Twinkies, so I got to get to the gas station. But.
I love it. Cigarettes, alcohol, and Twinkies. That's how I used to spend my Saturday nights. Cigarettes, alcohol, and Twinkies.
But y'all can find me, since I'm not going to be here to do this part, Red Hot Ginger, that's H-A-W-T, Ginger, at Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook at Curtis Ryan Walker.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
All right. Point. Yeah.
We might as well do the ads, and then I guess that's about it, I guess, right? Let's see here. I got a good ad.
Yeah.
You ready? Ready? Here we go. I scream, you scream, we all scream for lice cream. That's right. Check out Jim and Barry's new flavors of lice cream today. And those are our ads for this week.
Lice flavor.
Lice, not lice flavor, lice cream.
Lice
cream for your lice.
Oh, God.
Also, my help with herpes.
No, please. This is not real. This is just for fun.
This has been the best episode ever. I love this episode. I've laughed a lot. Oh, God. I've had such... Okay, guys, I just want to throw this. I had such a weird-ass day today. Like, nothing bad happened, but, like, a bunch of weird-ass shit. This is just the perfect ending.
I just had to rescue him at lunchtime. And
yeah, like I was kidnapped at lunch. I was kidnapped at lunch and forced to eat Mexican food. I didn't complain.
He did ride in a car.
It was good.
Seat.
I did have to sit in a car seat. Yes.
It was the greatest thing.
Look,
ever.
And
to be
I
careful
fit,
on the bump.
So, ha. And I fitted. So. Oh shit! I guess this is the part where we pimp the other shows real quick.
Yep, yep.
Oh, I'll handle this one. I'll handle this one because I know you don't like the topic. Because I was asking if we could do this topic.
It's not that I don't. It's just.
Well,
anyway,
you just didn't like the show.
Well.
Anyways,
no. Go on.
Wednesday we're gonna. All right. Well, Wednesday we're gonna be doing the stash, and we're gonna be talking about Jerry Springer, and I'm gonna talk about. Yeah, I'm going to get into detail about some of the stupid shit and all that. But we're going to talk about how his show kind of helped warp, like, a whole culture in the 90s a little bit. Because if it wasn't for stuff that happened on that show, other, like, your reality shows and stuff like that, some of that stuff wouldn't be how it is. And I don't think anybody can really disagree with me about that. I mean, he wasn't the first talk show by far. That's not what I mean.
No, but
he was one of the first ones that came along, and he knew how, like, they saw what worked and they went and they kept doing it and they went with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was and it
they
did kind of
when it was on TV.
Yeah, and it did kind of mold a whole little culture there in the mid to late 90s.
All those reality TV shows come from that. Yeah.
But we're going to kind of get into that a little bit and kind of talk about that. And what else? That's about it for the stash. We're going to do a nerd show coming up, guys. I keep saying it. We're really trying to come up with a name right now. That's about the only thing holding us back. I
like
the attack of the 90s
a,
kid, but.
I think we should put, like, on one of our pages or whatever for people to vote.
Put up a poll, like a little poll and see.
Yeah. Yeah, do a poll and some of our
We'll throw out a few names that we came up with, and then we'll have, like, others, and that can be some that they can put in, you know, like maybe they have a better idea or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that is something, guys, I do want to say this. That is something we do on our end at this show is we do look at a lot of our fans' feedback on things and try to improve everything.
All right.
So feel free to write us about some shit like that. So that, yeah. But if you guys do have any ideas for a name for the nerd show, let us know.
Except for
Nerdvana. I'm sorry. It's already a thing, guys. I've already looked it up, and there was another one that was really good that I wanted, but it was already a thing. But we'll get it figured out.
Yep. And then are we doing a King's Court anytime soon?
I will have to talk to our other co-host on that one. I'm pretty sure he's done with Blog Talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think we are looking at
the platform, so we will be moving.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do a – I don't think he'll do a King's Court till we switch platforms.
Right.
Which, that's cool. You know, that's cool. But, yeah, I think he's kind of set up with Blog Talk a little bit, which I don't – well, I mean, if any, out of all of us, I should be the one more fed up with it. But I do understand, you know.
True.
And he did find a better platform, and he is – it ain't like he's trying to ditch us or nothing like that. He's legitimately like, hey, bro, this is a better platform, or choose it. I mean – so
yeah,
that's good. And he does have his own little side hustle with his art and everything like that, which I'm proud of him for. He's talking about a while back how he did some movie poster. So, you know, that's pretty chill.
Yep, yep.
But, yeah, we are going to try to switch platforms soon. We're going to have to check into that one
I sent you that.
I send that stuff to her, guys, not to be mean, but I'm bad with all that shit. Like, me, I'm the one you, like, hey, Dakota, this is our topic. We need some stuff written for it. Bam, I got you. hey,
like,
Dakota, we need this
decision.
Set. I got
yeah.
it. Right.
Like, and for the final decision.
I'm bad with, like, the – I'm more of, like the guy that can come up with, like, ideas and have, like, the – like, I have the – where we want to end up at. You know what I mean? Like, that. Like I have the goals and the ideas and the plans for it all. I just don't have the skills to do it all, if that makes sense. Am I saying that right? I just want to have the right skill set for certain things. So
he has it. He's just not confident in his decisions on it on his own. He wants to make sure it's good for everybody, and so he usually – sets it aside to a few people, and then that we all agree on it, kind of things.
What she said.
Dip the man.
All right, yeah. Guys. So we got like a minute left. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. It's been a great episode. Thanks, Ryan, for coming on. Newest member of the Roasting the World family. Welcome on any show, anytime. He knows that. Lacey's been great, like always.
Thank you.
You can find us both on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot at other names. Trying to think
we
anything
also
else
have
to
a
add.
Daphne Levice page too. So if you have
yep,
any
Daphne Levice page.
Needing any advice or needing anything, you know, you can go on our page and leave us a private message or leave a message on Facebook, or you can go.
Oh my
God,
I'm gonna start a. You just gave me the best idea ever. I'm gonna start a Ask the Stash page, and if you need any weed, hit us up.
I'm not involved in that. It's illegal in the
state of okay, guys. All we got left to say is, remember, the always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Couldn't have said it any better myself. All right, guys. Thanks, everybody,
bye,
for listening.
Everybody.